Virginians voted to approve a redistricting measure. Now, the Virginia Supreme Court is set to weigh in on legal challenges filed by Republicans that could render it moot. The changes could give Democrats 4 more seats in Congress, giving them the upper hand in 10 of the state's 11 districts. The move stands to be a major blow to Republicans ahead of the midterms. President Donald Trump took to Truth Social, calling the results rigged without citing evidence. Multiple legal challenges against the redistricting effort have already been filed. The Speaker of the Virginia House of Delegates, Democrat Don Scott, struck a jubilant tone at a Wednesday press conference on the referendum.
This is about standing up to Maggie and Donald Trump. That's what the referendum was on. It was a referendum on, do you want to continue to see your gas prices go up to $4 to $5 a gallon? Do you want to see houses unaffordable? You saw when you grocery prices over the top. Or do you want to bring some stability back to America? That's what the election was about last night. And it was a rejection of its message, a rejection of MAGA's tactics, and it was a rejection of all of the things they stand for.
Several lawsuits challenging the referendum are pending before the Virginia Supreme Court. The legal challenges began soon after the State General Assembly voted in January to place the constitutional amendment on the ballot. One lawsuit argued the legality of the process used to place the amendment on the ballot was illegal. Two others argued the wording of the ballot was misleading. But Scott says Virginia Democrats will respect the Supreme Court's decision.
Just like we abide by the will of the voters, we have to abide by the will of whatever court. We will follow the rule of law here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. That's what we've already done, unlike President Trump.
The Virginia Supreme Court allowed the vote to move forward while withholding issuing a final decision. It's expected to issue a ruling in the coming days. If it says the process was not legal, the vote would be overturned and the redistricting would not go forward. Just before airtime, a Tazewell County Circuit Court judge barred state election officials from modifying election districts or proceeding with the new maps. State Attorney General Jay Jones said his office intends to appeal the ruling. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Alexandra Saramsaki.